This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik with our guest in the studio today, Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. And we'll be talking about the economics of our city and how the university today is a big part of the economic development in our region. President Johnson, Mark, thanks so much for coming to the studio today.
Thank you very much for having me.
To start off, you mentioned before we went on the air that not only is the university working to help prepare the region's workforce and collaborate to attract new business and industry to town, but the university itself is a big enterprise. Talk about that.
Yes, the University of Nevada, Reno is bigger than a $500 million company, and our headquarters are right here in Reno. And that's the message that EDON is continually putting out there for attracting industry to this community. They would like to attract industry headquarters to town, and they want to create jobs. So the university is in the business, actually, of education and research and outreach to the community. But in doing so, we represent a business enterprise with $500 million a year expenditures, which means we hire lots of people that are living right here in the Reno Sparks area.
So that's a good example to set, because what we're going to move to next is just how much a part that this university plays as the kind of an innovation and a partner of economic development. Let's first take a look at something that's brand new. The university is opening the Innovation Center in downtown Reno coming up later this year. Start off with that.
Well, the city of Reno was consolidating some offices, and they came up with a vacant building at 450 Sinclair, right across the Sinclair Street from the Discovery Museum.
All right.
So it's going to be a real knowledge center down there.
Right there.
So young people, older folks can go into the Discovery Museum, walk out the back door, and they're in the Innovation Center of the university. It's going to be a welcoming center for the community to the university. You'll be able to buy football tickets there and T-shirts, but we'll have a community room. We want to be a part of downtown Reno. On other floors, we're going to have some real innovation. We'll be inviting some companies that relate to the university for business functions. Our unmanned autonomous systems research and development project will be located on the third floor of the building.
Now, that's drones we're talking about there?
That's drones, peacetime drones.
All right.
And we are going to be doing inviting companies to this area that are building drones and applications of drones. But they'll also be working with students and faculty on the campus in various kind of developments and applications. And the Nevada Industry Excellence will be there. It's the federally supported statewide manufacturing support program, the extension program for manufacturing industry. And they will be located in the Innovation Center so that manufacturing industries can have very convenient access.
How important is that from just a location standpoint? Because we've talked in the past about how we really want to make an emphasis on Reno being a university town, yet the university is up on this northern edge, kind of at the edge of where Reno kind of stops in some people's minds. Getting us downtown, how big is that for us?
This is a very, very big deal for the whole community. The city of Reno has wanted the university to step off the campus and involve itself in the heart of Reno. The university itself has wanted to involve itself in the heart of Reno, and we've had a couple of proposals to do that that haven't worked out, but this one is going to work out just fine. So we're going to be in downtown Reno as well as up on the hill north of I-80.
It's hard to be in the mix, I suppose, if you're thought of as being only on campus up north of town.
Actually, that's the bigger problem is that we're thought of as being isolated from the community because we're north of I-80. That's the perception.
Perception, right.
But the perception in this case is not reality because we're very, very embedded in the community. We have very close working relationships with Renown Hospital. We're developing more relationships with St. Mary's Hospital. We have good relationships, working relationships with various businesses in town, with the airport, et cetera. So, and with Cooperative Extension has an office out on the east side of Reno. So we're not isolated from the community, but the perception still exists. And I believe this perception will be shattered when we actually get an office that's open to the public of the university right downtown on Sinclair Street.
Now, beyond the University of Nevada Reno Innovation Center opening up on Sinclair Street, downtown Reno this fall, talk a little bit about the strong relationship with the city, how the university is collaborating with the city of Reno.
Certainly. One example is a very recent one, is that we were redoing our master plan, which is the physical plan for the university. And we immediately reached out to the city of Reno and the Regional Transportation Commission to say, why don't we do some planning together? Because the city, the RTC, the university all have a common objective of connecting the university with the community. So one way to do that is with the physical infrastructure and designing buildings and passageways and bike paths and transportation routes that will truly connect the university with the rest of the city.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KONR. David Stipik with our guest Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. We're visiting about economic development and the role that the university here plays in all of that and some things that people may not know about all the initiatives and collaborations. Let's talk about something else that's happening more on campus here, Governor's Office on Economic Development here. What's all that about?
Well, several years ago, Governor Sandoval set up his Office of Economic Development and moved the leadership of that office to the governor's office. The legislature created a package of economic development initiatives, and they created the Knowledge Fund. And the Knowledge Fund was a venture where the state would invest in research, which could be commercialized and licensed out to companies to create businesses. And in the last legislature, legislature passed a $10 million package and involving DRI, UNLV, and the University of Nevada, Reno in projects of research, which would lead to commercialization and business development.
Hmm.
So since we had an element of the Governor's Office of Economic Development focused on innovative research and how that impacts the economic development and business development, we invited the head of the innovation part of economic development to house their office on our campus. That's Karsten Heise, and so that he can work very closely with our researchers and our technology transfer office in fulfilling that objective of connecting university research with economic development.
Talk about another thing that's here on campus, another entity, the Nevada Industry Excellence, recently located on campus here. What's that?
But this program actually works with individual manufacturing companies to give them all kinds of consultative assistance to help them grow in our state. And they have a very broad constituency in every county of the state. And it's like a regular extension service, except it's focused on manufacturers. That group is now part of our economic development apparatus on our campus, and they'll be located in the Innovation Center down on Sinclair Street, and they will continue to have a statewide mission.
Now, the university works with EDON quite a bit. That's the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. How is that a part of what we're talking about here?
The mission of EDON is to create jobs by creating economic development. It's all of us also very clear that the future of growth of economic development here is going to be university-based, knowledge-based industries, really diversifying the economy in this community. We do want to be part of the diversification of the economy of Nevada.
A couple of people we want to talk about, Heidi Gansert, and then you've also had a change in the Vice President of Research and Innovation. Let's talk about Heidi first, the role that she plays.
Heidi Gansert was a legislator from here in the Assembly. In the first 2 years of Governor Sandoval's term, she served as the Chief of Staff in the Governor's office. And when she left that position, we were able to attract her to work in external relations for the university at the University of Nevada, Reno. Her principal job is to represent the university off campus. And she's done an amazingly effective job working with economic development entities, working with EDON, working with individual businesses, getting individual businesses and downtown associations connected to faculty members on the campus.
And another role that you've changed here, formerly Vice President Research, is now Vice President Research and Innovation with a new person in that role recently. Talk about that for a moment.
Yes, we had a turnover due to retirement. Marcia Reed did a wonderful job as our vice president for research. But when we were restructuring the position, we recognized that the industry outreach to the community was very important to us. If we looked at other models like the USTAR model in Utah, where state government, the universities, and businesses work together to create a great deal of new knowledge licensed out to companies and generate new companies through innovation, we decided that that's a role that we needed to add to this position. So it's the Vice President for Research and Innovation, focusing on leadership across the campus in basic research, applied or translational research, and then the commercialization of our research product and reaching out to industry to license our intellectual properties.
How's that going? It's still new in this new vice president's tenure here.
Myrtle Gottam is his name, and we're getting good feedback on bringing his experience, not only experience as the associate vice president for research at the University of West Virginia, but he was also the vice chair of their commercialization corporation there. So we have asked him to look at the business structure of our research and innovation apparatus to design for the future the type of structures we need to be effective in our innovation strategy.
If all this continues at this pace, really should have quite a bit of an impact on economic development in our region.
It will make the university a pillar of economic development, and we want a two-way relationship between the community and the university. Another very important element, of course, is the standard teaching operations that we have on campus. We're about to start the fall term. Every year, we produce more graduates with more degrees than the year before. And so we're also producing the kind of a workforce, educated workforce, that industry development requires.
Mark, thanks very much for coming by, and continued success in all these adventures.
We have a great team out here.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik. Our guest today has been Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno, talking about economic development and all the things that the university is involved with in advancing this state economically. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you for letting us tell our story.
And we should mention that KUNR is licensed to the Nevada System of Higher Education and has broadcast from the campus of the University of Nevada, Reno since 1963.